Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make your home that much merrier with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Right now, you can save up to 40% off everything. With Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window coverings doesn't mean you have to sacrifice style or service. From blinds, drapes, and shutters to convenient motorized shades, the toy you'll use all year long, Blinds.com makes upgrading your whole home easy and affordable. And Blinds.com's design experts are always here for live consultations to help you make the right choice for your space. Need help with measuring and installing? We have you covered there too. Shipping is always free, and everything's backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Hurry to Blinds.com for up to 40% off everything. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jumpstart your savings with Commonwealth Central Credit Union. We'll even help you get started by giving you $200 when you open our high-yield GTKY savings account. Whether you want to build emergency savings, save for a big purchase, or put money aside for a special event, we're here to help you reach your financial goals. Jumpstart your savings with $200 from Commonwealth. Visit wealthcu.org and enter promo code JUMPSTART. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain restrictions apply. Visit website for complete details.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
What's up, everybody? We're going over our wide receiver rankings, our tight end rankings for week. What are we at? Week 13?
13.
13
yeah.
Already? Man, we're getting close.
Happy
we're
December.
Getting close to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I said, already December. Thanksgiving is now in the rear view. Man.
Time it's already December. It's December 1st. We got a lot of injuries to talk about today. A lot of injuries, a lot of players missing practice. It's going to be an interesting week. There's going to be a lot of practice reports to monitor. And I want to get right into that.
Yeah.
Mike Williams, you know, he didn't practice on Wednesday. Monitor that. He might not play this week. Josh Jacobs, you know, they mentioned that he might not practice all week, but he did get a limited practice in on Wednesday. So that's good news to start the week for him, you know, with that calf injury. Lamar Jackson, he left practice early yesterday with a quad injury. That's something to monitor in today's practice reports. If not, I'd be picking up Tyler Huntley in two quarterback leagues, but it's a tough matchup against Denver. So so that's the only concern. Well, like, do you want to pick him up and still start him?
If you pick up Tyler Huntley, I would, you know, just because there's probably not any better options out there, but also because, you know, the Broncos defense looked human again against Sam Darnold of all quarterbacks and the Panthers offense. You shouldn't scare anybody. I mean, outside maybe DJ Moore and Deontay Foreman isn't bad, but you know, maybe I don't want to say that the defense has given up at this point because the offense is so bad there in Denver and they're just a bad team, but you have to wonder how long this elite defense will continue to play like an elite defense when morale is so low. I mean, we saw Mike Purcell or whatever yelling at Russell Wilson on the sideline. And that was, you know, stirring up headlines a little bit this week. I'm questioning whether they can continue to perform the way they have. I mean, if they just did that to let that happen against the Panthers, then, you know, Tyler Huntley, he's pretty much, I mean, if you put number 8 on the back of his jersey and let him run around, he looks like Lamar Jackson, you know, running around. Just the way he plays, too. It's just great.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I, I, They could. I mean, Lamar. I mean, the Ravens can definitely win that game, and you know, on the ground, you know, the Panthers they didn't really put it on Sam Darnold's shoulders, right? Like, they ran Deontay Foreman and Chuba Hubbard combined for like it was like almost like 40. It's almost like 50 carries or yeah. 40 carries, you right. know. So it's like they really ran the ball down your throat, you know. So that's the formula, and we'll see if the Ravens do that. But at the same time, you know, still a tough matchup for Huntley. But I still think he's probably at least, you know, a top 16, 17 quarterback even against Denver if he were to play.
Yeah, we've seen Tyler Huntley come in and do his thing in lieu of Lamar Jackson, you know, so I'm not worried about him if he has to start. I'm not worried about Lamar Jackson yet at this point. You know, it's just one practice, but we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. My only concern that he did leave practice early, like whenever that happens, I get worried opposed to like him coming into the week with an injury. But hopefully he's able to practice today and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Colin Granson, who? Colin yeah. Granson, the tight end of the Colts. He's relevant because he didn't play last week, so that means Jelani Woods ended up popping off, and some people picked up Jelani Woods off the waiver wire, but Kylan Granson practiced in full, so it seems like Jelani Woods isn't going to be a thing this week against the Colts. I mean, you know, for the Colts
yeah.
at Tennant. Travis Etienne was limited in practice on Wednesday. Doug Peterson said that he's day-to-day and that he won't be out there until he's 100%. So I'd pick up Jermichael Hasty just in case, but at the same time, Peterson did say that he feels good about Etienne's availability this week. So the hope is that Etienne is good to go, and he plays. If he does play, I love him. Top five running back this week.
Yeah.
DeAndre Swift completely off the injury report.
Good
Not
news.
Being on it on a Wednesday is a good sign. And
yeah.
he did get upgraded in my rankings. You saw that yesterday in the podcast. You know, yeah. after we saw him take, you know, a few more roles for this team, you know, kind of getting some upgrades in a few different departments. So he's a low-end RB2 with upside. And hopefully we can have his role grow even more this week.
I don't see why it wouldn't. You know, you have to think at this point. And I thought he was, you know, fine and healthy, you know, and not capable of carrying the workload that we want him to a couple weeks ago. But they haven't used him that way. Maybe they're just waiting for him to be completely in the clear. I mean, Jamal Williams, you know, he's scoring the touchdowns there. But DeAndre Swift, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a better week this week. Because
I wouldn't be either.
What he's had these past few weeks is just like an abomination in terms of usage. You know, they shouldn't be giving him that few touches a game. You know, I think if they use him just a little bit more, you know, he could get to that point where he's suddenly a viable RB2 for you with upside.
It's supposed to be, yeah, and it's supposed to be a high scoring game too. So, yeah. You know, I wouldn't feel, you know, I'll feel okay putting him in my lineup this week, you know, in my flex spot.
For the first time in 10 weeks, right?
It's terrible. Jamar Chase should return this week. He started the week off with a limited practice. Good sign for him. He was supposed to return last week after getting a couple limited practices in, but hopefully he's able to pull in a full or two this week.
Right.
But I'm expecting him to play this week.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Damian Harris, he's out tonight. So wheels up for Ramondre Stevenson. He's a top five running back play this week. Jacoby Myers is also a little bit banged up. He's questionable for tonight. We don't know if he's going to play or not. But if he does play, I'm not sure if he's going to get a full workload. I'm not sure if he'll be there, you know, on every snap.
Right.
So, you know, Devontae Parker, you know, he's healthy right now. He might actually be an interesting DFS play. And I haven't got to my underdog stuff yet, but I have a feeling that I'm going to be putting in some Devontae Parker hires on his receiving yardage total for tonight. You know, outside of that, you know, obviously, you know, outside of Ramondre, you know, we talked about Devin Singletary. He's like my RB30 on the
yeah.
week. You know, not overly excited about him going up against the Patriots. Stephon Diggs, we'll see where he's ranked this week. Spoiler alert, he's at number two. Who else? Mac Jones, I'm not super excited about starting him even in two quarterback leagues.
Right.
That's pretty much it. Obviously, Josh Allen is starting. Am I missing anybody? Oh, Gabe Davis. He's in my top 25, I think, 24. He has a good matchup on that left side The Patriots have been giving up, that they've been bottom 10 in fantasy points given up to that left side. So solid matchup for Gabriel Davis. So if you're looking for a boom bust play, I think he's a good one this week.
Yeah. As always, you know, it's Gabe Davis.
I'm trying to think of who else is on the, who else is on this team. I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, I think that's about it. You could, for the Patriots and Bills, or just Patriots. I mean, you talk about both teams. Yeah, I mean, you could say James Cook and Nyheim Hines, but Nyheim Hines hasn't gotten any touches. He's done nothing. And then James Cook, you know, he's just kind of a rotation.
That's really about it. And at tight end, like, Hunter Henry's like a dart throw, and so is
Dawson Knox. His name?
Dawson Knox, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they've been all season. So it doesn't really change. And both of these defenses are good in their own right. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Najee Harris didn't practice on Wednesday either, but Jaylen Warren did. So he's the guy you want to play this week. Apparently, Warren has been cleared, and he will be good to go this week. I don't think that is set in stone, but I would assume that's the case moving forward. So if you picked up Benny Snell, I would check if Jaylen Warren's on your waiver wire, because he is available in a lot of waiver wires. And if he's going this week, he is going to be a solid play. Like, I would probably have him in my top 30. In terms of running backs this week.
Yeah, and he's looked good, and you would know to have Jaylen Warren on your roster already, you know, if you listen to the podcast, because he's been on the waiver wire. He's been a mainstay on our waiver wire posts and, you know, the podcast the past couple weeks. I mean, ever since, I don't want to say ever since Najee looked bad, because he looked bad.
I would say like the past like six or seven.
That's what I was going to say. Since Najee looked bad, I was going to say, well, he was bad out of the gate. So maybe... Yeah, he's been on the waiver wire a while for us.
Yeah, Najee has looked better as of late. You know, so maybe Najee can, once he's back, he can do some things for you. Christian McCaffrey didn't practice on Wednesday, but monitor his reports this week. It seems like he will end up playing, so I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Yeah.
In terms of who's behind him, you know, we talked about it yesterday. You know, we saw Jordan Mason, you know, do his thing, but Tyrion Davis-Price wasn't active for that game. Jordan Mason was active mostly because he plays special teams. My guess is that Tyrion Davis-Price is Christian McCaffrey's backup.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, with Elijah Mitchell out.
Yeah. You know, I think that's going to be the case too. I'm not worried too much about Christian McCaffrey at this point right now, even though he didn't practice. I feel like they understand they're dealing with, you know, a player that's dealt with a lot of injuries before, and they just want to keep him clean and just avoid any type of aggravation at this point. And I think he's going to play ultimately, but I do think he'll be on a snap count a little bit, not a humongous snap count, but enough that you don't have to worry about him getting injured and running him into the ground too much, you know? So I'd expect that workload to be back next week, but this week, and we've said this on the past couple episodes, you know, just temper expectations for him a little bit, not because of the talent, but just because the workload might not be what we want it to be. I mean, it makes complete sense why they want to take it easy with Christian McCaffrey, especially with, you know, playoff hopes pretty high in San Francisco right now. They want to have him for the stretch run.
Agreed. Joe Mixon, he's expected to play this week after practicing on Wednesday. Still in the protocol, but he should be cleared soon.
Yeah.
David Njoku is dealing with a new knee injury, and he didn't practice on Wednesday because of that. So if you have Njoku, I'd be monitoring this pretty closely. I wouldn't assume that this is just remnants of an old injury. Kevin Stefanski said it's a new one. So,
yeah,
something to monitor. Dallas Goedert said he hopes to return in week 15 from IR. That would be awesome because that's when the fantasy playoffs start. So don't drop him if you have him.
No, you've probably had him on IR. I mean, you know, he's one of the few high-end tight ends out there. But outside of Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, and TJ Hockenson as of late. So definitely hold on to him. Because he's going to be a contributor at some point the rest of the season. I have him in one league. I've been strolling through. I think the reason I lost, I did a little deeper dive into the reason I lost last week by 1 point. It's because I didn't start Hayden Hurst. I started Trey McBride with hopes that he would be able to do something. So that one's staying a little bit, but you know, as soon as Dallas Goedert gets back, you better believe he's going in the lineups. You don't have to have any hesitation with him. Once he's back, start him. He's a bona fide tight end one.
Exactly. Even in his first game back, even if they're like, oh, they're going to put him on a limited snap count, I don't care. I'll play him.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.